Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 0.75 cents at 4.35, May wheat down 1¢ and 0.75 cents at 5.56¾, and May beans down 3.5 cents at 11.61¼. Export sales were really pretty light. Wheat a combined 3.54. Corn only 326 and the beans 305. Nothing to write home about there. CONAB came out with their estimations on the Brazilian corn and soybean crop. Corn crop 111. That's versus the current guess, which we expect today at 122.1. So 11 million under that. The bean number 146.5. That's against what they're looking for this at 11 o'clock at 151.7. So 5 million under what will be a lower number from the USDA. The Rosario Grain Exchange put their corn production at 50.5 million metric tons, down from 57 million metric tons. China has canceled 4 to 5 cargoes of Ukrainian corn, saying that they want to keep corn prices high during planting. So that's a little bit of a knock on world corn prices out here. But overall, we're going to be all about the report at 11 o'clock. The average guess on corn is down 67 million bushels to 2.105. The bean carryout up 4 million to 319. And the wheat carryout up 12 million to 685. So most people will be really watching the bean and the corn number there. The world carryouts on corn 317 against 319.6 last month. Beans 112.6 versus 114.3, and the wheat 258.6 versus 258.8. The average guess on the corn crop in Brazil is 122.1, and the soybeans are 151.7. So we'll see what we come out with out here, but hopefully we'll see something bullish enough to chase these funds in on their short positions. I currently have the funds short 243,000 contracts of corn, 78,000 contracts of wheat, 135,000 contracts of beans, short 39,000 meal, but long 1,000 oil. So corn, wheat, and beans certainly have room to the upside if the funds want to start covering if we have a bullish number out here. In general, the weather in the U.S. is pretty good. We'll have just a touch of rain here in the Midwest, but temperatures up into the 70s over the weekend and no rain. Further south, there's still some concerns about the dryness down south, but overall, we're going to get this corn crop in, I think, in pretty quick time here. I would expect Monday's crop ratings to show, you know, pretty good acceleration in corn planting. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, by the way, the outside markets are relatively calm. Gold's up 13, silver's up 8, the crude oil is down 54, the U.S. dollar is down 14. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.